We find ourselves continuing in this series about Spirit-filled employees. This whole chapter and beginning in chapter 5 of Ephesians, Paul is talking about the Spirit-filled Christian life that affects every aspect of our Christian life. And so chapter 6, verse 5, this is part of an overall section that we've read before, but I'll just remind you, verse 5 says, "Bond servants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart, as to Christ." And then he goes on in verse 6 and on, and he talks about other characteristics of a Spirit-filled Christian. Today I'll just try to concentrate on these few expressions here in verse 5. First of all, Paul addresses the Christians in this church as bondservants. Not everybody was a slave, not everybody was a bondservant. But in a spiritual sense, we are all bondservants of Jesus Christ. The overall theme here in the message is that our work is given to us by God, who gives us everything that we have. And our work, whether it's to earthly masters, is nevertheless for the glory of God, which we'll see later on. God uses as an opportunity to give us the capacity to support his ministry and his work and the local church. Now, in the church, there were some people that were slaves and some that were masters. But when they came to worship on Sunday, they were equal before the Lord. Everybody was a sinner that had been saved by grace, and now together they were worshiping God. And Paul will address the issue of those that are in authority over you in the places where you work. Now, Paul makes no distinction between your employer, whether or not he is a Christian or she is a Christian, or whether or not you work for a Christian organization. Some of us have an opportunity, or have had an opportunity, or maybe will have an opportunity to work for a Christian company, quote unquote, or for a Christian employer. But the reality is that most of us work for people that are not only not Christians, but sometimes are antagonistic towards the gospel and towards Jesus Christ. Nevertheless, every one of us, if you're faithful where you were, God promises to bless you. And the reality is most people at some point, God in his mercy and in his grace brings other Christians into the company where you work so that you can have other people there that share the same common faith that you do. But regardless of who you work for, the employer and the company, and the structure of the company where you work, Paul commands Christians, and this is the word of God, is that we are to be the absolute best employee that this company has. The very best employee that this employer has. And we're supposed to put our whole, entire, complete, total effort and heart into it, as if it was Jesus Christ himself who we are working for. Независимо где мы работаем, какой был бы характер того человека или той компании, где мы работаем. Некоторые из нас имеют привилегию работать там, где хозяин или компания состоит главным образом из людей, которые познали Бога и верующие. Большинство из нас работаем там, где люди не только неверующие, но часто антагонизм имеют против Господа и против Евангелия. Но независимо от характера нашей работы или там, где мы работаем, Господь призывает каждого из нас, чтобы мы полным преданным сердцем служили там, где мы работаем, как будто бы мы работаем и исполняем что-то для самого Господа нашего Иисуса Христа. Now, 1 Timothy, there's an interesting passage that Paul writes to Timothy for Christians who work for Christian employers. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. "Let as many bondservants as are under the yoke," in other words, all of you who have a job, "count or consider your own masters worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and his doctrine may not be blasphemed. And those of you that have believing masters," in other words, have employers who are
Christians.
Let them not despise them, or you Christian employees, do not despise them because they are brothers, but instead serve them because they are the ones who benefit and are believers and beloved. Teach and exhort these things. What Paul is teaching us is just because God has blessed you and given you a Christian company to work for, or a Christian employee, thank God that you have the capacity to work there and earn money that allows you to support the local church and your ministry and your lifestyle. God has put this person in authority over you in order to bless you. And don't take advantage of this person or this company that God has given you the special blessing to work for. And Paul gives us several motivating factors of how we are to work. First of all, we're supposed to be obedient in all things. We covered this last time. And we are supposed to do this because this will not last forever. It will come to an end. Someday we will come into the glory of God, where God will reward those of us, Paul goes on later on in verse 8, to say that there is a reward for those who are good and honest and faithful employees. But the first expression here, note that Paul says, serve your masters with fear and trembling. These two words go together. They're very similar, but they're very different when it comes to employee. Normally when we think of fear, we think of something of being physically afraid of something. Little children are often afraid of the darkness, or they're afraid of strangers, or they're afraid of things that happen in nature. My grandson saw lightning this week for the first time. He was just all excited, and he called me yesterday and says, "Grandpa, I saw 10 lightnings." You see, what brings fear to some people brings joy and comfort to another. Remember when we started talking about spirit-filled Christians, we talked about submitting to one another. How? In the fear of the Lord. And so when we serve masters in the flesh that give us employment, we are to have the same fear for them as we do to the Word of God that instructs us how to submit to one another. He's talking about submission. That's the overall subject here. Trembling, on the other hand, has a word. Isaiah says, "Blessed is the man who trembles before the word of the Lord." Trembling is a reverence. This is a spiritual word that we apply in our relationship to God. We are to work as if we are in the presence of God Himself and have the fear in the sense that we reverence and we honor this man that has given us a job, and we tremble before him. In other words, we have a certain amount of respect for him because of who he is. God has placed him there in authority over us. Работать страхом и трепетом — это не означает физически бояться нашей работы или тех, которые дают нам возможность служить им. Но это те слова, которые апостол Павел потребляет еще в 5 главе, когда он говорит, чтобы мы повиновались друг другу во страхе Господнем. Как будто мы трудимся для самого Господа. И этот страх Господень, это говорит за ту честь, которую мы имеем служить Господу. Не физический страх, что Господь нас накажет, но почет, зная, что мы трудимся для нашего Создателя, Тот, Который сотворил нас. Fear and trembling. Secondly, it says insincerity of heart. He's talking about your heart. God says, "My son, give me your heart." Right? God wants us to serve in sincerity of our heart that belongs to God. This word sincerity, interestingly enough, comes from the Latin. And in the Latin, it's made out of two words, sine sera, which in Spanish means without wax. I think that's what sinceridad. Okay? Now, in the time when Paul was writing, most of the people had pots that were made out of clay in their house. And very often, And we talked about the potter and the clay this morning in Bible Hour, but many times when the potter would be making a clay pot, it would have some imperfection in it. Sometimes it would have cracks in it. And they would fill the cracks with wax, and then they would paint the pot and take it to the supermarket and sell it. And if you were a housewife and you went there and it was on sale and you bought it for half price, you would go home and start cooking and the wax would melt. And so an honest potter, he would put a stamp on his pot that says, no wax. Paul uses this as an example for how we are to work for our employees. No wax in our job. No fake. No cracks. Be sincere. Work with your whole heart. Paul writes to the Corinthians, everything you do, even if you just share a meal, if you eat, do it for the glory of God. Горшечники часто, когда у них неудачное получалось что-нибудь, они наполняли его воском и потом закрашивали свое изделие и продавали на рынке. И бывало, иногда хозяйка купит на распродаже какой-нибудь глиняный сосуд, и когда она придет домой и начнет что-нибудь в нем в огне подогревать, то что случалось и с воском? Он таял, расплавлялся. И честные люди всегда оставили свой штамп, свое имя, свое значение там, которое говорится, тут нету воска. Оно искреннее. Служите как Господу искренне, полным сердцем своим. Господь говорит, сын мой, дай мне сердце твое, правда. Господь, если Он дал нам новое сердце, Он хочет, чтобы мы этим новым сердцем служили там, где Господь даровал нам работать, как будто мы служим самому Христу. And so we are to serve to the glory, the respect, and the honor of God. And Paul has a lot more to say in verse 6 and on, and that we'll look at next time, God willing. And so may God bless His word. And when you go to work tomorrow, no wax. Amen.